Yo everyone, this is Brand New Techish. This week we're going to talk about how to do your own podcast. Abba, why is it so important?
Well, you know, podcasting is the blogging of the 2010s.
Yep, you're asking.
Everyone is on it. You know, it used to be, oh, let me start a Tumblr or a WordPress. Now it's like, let me get my voice out there. Everyone's got their AirPods or their Beats in, Sennheiser, trying to be fancy. And we probably get asked at least every week, how do I start a podcast? So we are disseminating the knowledge from our brains into your ears.
Get your notepads out. Just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Close.com. They are your all-in-one CRM to help you supercharge your sales. They're looking for a site reliability engineer. It's a remote role and it's based in the European time zone. So if that sounds like a fit for you, the link will be in the show notes to apply and tell them that Techish sent you. Cheers.
Ever since we launched Techish, we get asked a lot, how do you start a podcast?
How, Sway?
I want to start one. What do you do? What do I do? So we're going to tell you all about how we made Techish.
Okay.
So you can do it too.
We're going to give you the keys.
Keys to my bimma.
First things first, you open your laptop, you press record. And I'm joking.
Actually, it kind of is as simple as that.
It is kind of as simple as that. I think that's the thing. I think a lot of people ask those questions because it's kind of like a form of procrastination. Mm-hmm. You want to be like, how do you do this? And it's like, it's not as
difficult. You know how to do it. How do you write a book?
Yeah, exactly.
With your fingers on the keyboard.
Exactly. I think to a certain extent, though, we did have an advantage in the sense that we kind of had inbuilt audiences, so we were able to kind of just plug into what we were doing already.
You had people of color in tech, I had Hustle Crew.
Yeah. So that is difficult. If you're starting from scratch, that is quite hard.
That's why I think step one, ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. You know, why are you starting a podcast? It's like, I always talk about Simon Sinek in his TED Talk, but I just honestly think putting purpose at the top of anything you do is so important.
Completely.
Because a podcast is just like any other product. If you're thinking of building an app or some online marketplace or whatever, the first thing you're going to think is like, why am I building this? And in most cases, it's going to be because it's a problem I'm facing that doesn't have an adequate solution yet. And I feel like Techish was the same, right? Like we were talking about tech podcasts that exist and thinking,
we were like, it's a very homogenous landscape. Yeah. I don't really relate to any of these dudes. Shout out to Tim Ferriss and all the white guys, but like, it wasn't really relating to me. So let's go out there and create something that relates to us and people like us. So we kind of saw a gap and we went for it. I think where the difficulty is that, and everybody thinks they have something to say, people just want to get a podcast up and just talk-ish and whatever with their friends. And as entertaining as you and your friends are, it's a very saturated market. So you better make sure that you've got something, a very unique vantage point, and or you're doing something that hasn't been done before.
Yes.
That's my advice. I think that
go niche, go narrow.
Go niche, go narrow, whatever interests you, and try to add value in that sense. I mean, you can do a podcast where you're just shooting the breeze, fair enough, but don't be surprised if it doesn't go as far, you know, if the world doesn't think, oh my God, you're the funniest person ever, right?
Yes. And when I say like, go narrow, I mean like, from that intersectionality lens, narrow. Like, not just like, oh, well, no one's really doing a podcast about how to get into crypto.
Right.
Too broad.
Yeah, probably is now.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, no one's really doing a podcast about how to get into Ethereum. Still too broad.
Yeah.
I want you to do a podcast about single moms by a single mom about how to start investing in crypto.
Yeah.
How to make it work. You know what I mean? Like, you need to go really deep and leverage whatever makes you unique. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about your identity, right? Because I can already hear the white guys in the audience thinking, no.
I want to do another bro podcast.
I'm going to do, No, what I mean is like all that wealth of identifying traits that you have. You know, did you study X at university, but now you're working in Y industry and you have these really interesting crossovers of how that all relates? Or, you know, did you spend 18 months traveling through Southeast Asia and now through that nomadic life, you're exploring what it means to be a remote worker in the industry? I don't know what it is, but what I'm saying is like, having a topic is not a niche.
It's not niche enough. I think the space moved so quickly that maybe 2 years ago it was. I think when we started, I think it did suffice. If you were doing like Black Girl Crypto, you know, that might have been enough. Mm. Now it's got, you probably have to go even more narrower to find. I mean, it's like blogs from the 2000s. Like,
exactly.
You know, people are searching for specific content and maybe you can be the voice. I mean, like, there are people doing podcasts that are just like, we're doing reviews of like TV, of The Sopranos. That's a long dead show, or like Game of Thrones. And, you know, the internet has such a a broad reach that there's so many, there's millions of people within one small little vector. But do you have any other like tactical advice then?
Yeah, beyond I would topic? Also say like, this is something that I think is like very important for all creators. So you don't necessarily have to be at that point where you're like a maker, like, oh, I'm actually going to like go out and make something. But I just think if you have some kind of like creative impulse in you, you should be constantly creating an audience.
Got you.
And then when you decide you want to experiment with podcasts, you've got that captive group of people there. And
100%.
What I'm trying to say is like, you don't need to be a business owner to do this.
Yeah.
You just need to have a voice to do this.
Yeah.
And then you need to have a platform that you feel comfortable using. It might be Twitter. It might be Instagram. Mm. It might be LinkedIn. It might be Tiny Letter, just sending personal newsletters. Mm. It might literally be your own Gmail account or whatever, and just starting to like email 10 friends and be like, hey, guess what? Like once a month or once every 2 weeks, I'm just going to like put together a little thing of my musings, my thoughts, my reflections.
Right.
And then you just start building it that way. And I guess what I'm trying to say is like, people always, in my experience, start thinking about reach too late.
Absolutely. You like, I think it was Ryan Holiday, the book, the author of Ego is the Enemy. He was like, people always reach out to him and said, I've got a book. Like, how do I market it? And he was like, you should have been marketing, you know, 3 years ago before you even had the book idea. You should have, where's your email newsletter? Where's your following? Like, where's your community? Like, what have you been kind of, you know, building in the meantime? Just to go out there now and be like, okay, I want to push my stuff out into the ether. Mm. But then the difficulty is some people want to use the podcast as their way of building community. But I feel like now it's too difficult now.
No, I
think it's not the white space it used to be where it was like, okay, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to build a community easily. Like,
literally, it would be easier for you to just get more active on Twitter or get more active on LinkedIn.
It's a lot easier for me to follow you on Twitter than it is for me to find your podcast, search for it, download it, listen to half an hour of you speaking and then get engaged. That's a very big ask, actually. So don't use a podcast as a way to build an audience. I think use a podcast as a way to kind of grow with whatever we're already building, maybe, and to build deeper engagement. If you're doing, if you're like an estate agent, a real estate agent, and you've got a podcast about, you know, your specific area.
If you're a real estate agent listening to Techish, can you use the hashtag Techish?
Yeah, shout us out, man. I want discounts as well on the houses that you're selling. Cut my commission, man. Anyways, yeah, like, so let's say you are a real estate agent and you're doing a podcast on like your specific area, or whatever, and you get like 300 listens an episode. One of those people might buy a house from you. That is value in itself. Your audience doesn't have to be ginormous, right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? To have like 300 people that are into like, I don't know, Pokemon cards as much as you or whatever like business you're in, right? There can be value in that, right? Because as much as me and you might have had social media followers beforehand, people know us probably now more. People that listen to this podcast, the depth of engagement is much higher. Like when you've got a book out, if I have a book, I don't know in the future, people are going to be like, I know Abba and Michael, man. They're good folks. They've given me a lot of wise words over the years.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just a tweet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy it. I'm going to support their book, theoretically speaking, right? So the depth, even if your audience numbers isn't massive, that you can build with like 200 to 300 people. So don't get too caught up in numbers, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Don't be like, oh my God, I haven't got 100,000 downloads.
Exactly. In fact, that's great. I'm going to add to that. Pick your success metrics.
Boom.
And also, they're allowed to change.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your first success metric is just finding people in this new space that you're trying to create career capital in, right? So let's say, for example, I decide that I want to start exploring health tech.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm very interested in exploring health tech. Specifically, I want to know about audio-enabled apps that support well-being.
Got you.
Okay? So that's the space that I want to go and explore now. I want to know people who are like hitting up the gym with their AirPods in or doing guided meditations or like whatever. I might decide that I want to start a podcast about this topic, and my success metric is meet people working in this space. So I put a landing page out. I'm like, I'm going to interview people who are using audio technology to promote greater well-being in our everyday lives. And I'm going to start reaching out to founders and investors that do that and be like, hey, can I interview you? Let's say I do that for 3 months and suddenly I'm getting like 500 subscribers on iTunes. I might be like, that's exciting. Now I might be like, actually, I've got a new success metric now. I want to hit 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
So now suddenly my tactics are changing a bit. Now it's not enough for me to just go out and find guests. Now I'm also starting to think about, ooh, where am I promoting this? You know, am I including a call to action at the end of my podcast and being like, hey, if you've enjoyed listening, share this with a friend, get them to subscribe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe after 6 months go by, I hit my 1,000 subscribers, someone approaches me for sponsorship. One of the founders I interviewed at the very beginning might be like, hey, oh, I noticed your podcast has grown. You know, I want to pay you $500 to talk about my app at the start of your show. I'll be like, whoa, okay, sweet. Now I might have a new success metric. I want to make 5K.
Step by step.
So, you know, this is exactly the kind of stuff that we have been doing with Techish. As the podcast has evolved, we have also checked in on what do we want to get out of Techish. You know, we've got our own projects. You're running a business, I'm running a business, jobs, responsibilities, whatever. So being able to just at regular intervals check in on why you're doing it and how you're measuring its success will help you.
Absolutely. Like, I knew somebody who his podcast was essentially interviewing successful Black professionals. People who are like, you know, 40 years old, 50 years old, who have made it. And the download numbers weren't there. And he was getting people to come to studio and record in presence. And he was finding it hard to get people to come because it really wasn't there. And the audience numbers weren't there either. So he was getting a bit disheartened. And I said to him, listen, just do it remotely if you can. And just use it as a way to network. You can really meet some amazing, interesting people. And that is another way where this project will have massive value for you. If you can say, I've spoken to the top banker at this person and whatever, and I can build a rapport and relationship, that's a win to me.
Definitely.
Like, so what if you're only getting 200, 300 listens an episode? Like, that's great. Like, that's better than not doing it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have conversations with people like that often, you know what I mean, in your general walk of life. And at least if you reached out to them and said, can you be my mentor? And they're going to say no. But if you say, listen, can I have an hour of your time? Yeah. And the value of this is going to have wide distribution, that's enough for them to maybe say, okay, cool, I'll do it. So know why you're doing it, like you said.
Yeah, that's really, really great. And I think you're right. Be open-minded about the type of tool a podcast can be.
Yeah. I think people will ask also, like, tactically, how do you grow a podcast? And that is the million-dollar question that everyone's always searching for, right? And I think
same, like, how do you get beta testers? How do you get more downloads in my app? How do I...
Exactly, right. And that changes all the time. Obviously, there's some tried and tested true things. Obviously, be consistent, quality episodes. I think also what people do is when they just do a podcast and they just, like, let it go for, like, 2 hours. And, like, we used to do this in the beginning, and I realized that you're not really respecting your audience's time if you're just putting out a raw 2-hour podcast, because people are busy. And also, if you're listening back to it and thinking, I'm not sure if this is entertaining, cut it out.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, respect people's time. Like, sometimes we'll put out an episode and it's like 15 minutes. I'm like, this was the value. This was the gold. Like, why, like, put anything else in there that's not necessary, kind of thing. So length is important.
Size matters, baby.
Size matters, baby. And consistency.
There's no shortcut to growing an audience. And anything that is worth having does not come easily. Surely we know that by now.
Boss.
Like, if you're still out there going, what's the easy way to achieve this amazing thing? You're stupid.
Is that how you got your passport?
That is like, I need to do a whole separate podcast series, ABBA versus the Home Office. But
that's real. That's an example of a niche where somebody be like, I'm trying to get citizenship.
Yo,
yeah, like,
there's demand for that.
Yeah, how do I do this? And I feel like 10 step guide on how I did it.
Dominate Google SEO. But yeah, I was just going to say, like, you know, don't despair, don't give up. Oh, I tried this for 1 week, it didn't work. Well, I mean, if you're the kind of person that gives up that easily, then you probably shouldn't be doing it anyway. But
yeah,
put the work in.
Oh, that's it. Do you know how many people do like 5 episodes and then just stop? Like, that's insane. I knew a friend of mine, she did 5 episodes and she stopped. And I said, what happened? Oh, you know, it was difficult. And I think that it was a really big group podcast of like 4 or 5 people.
That's too much.
And it was like, nah, B.
That's too much.
That's
receipts
too much.
Receipts 2.0.
Because you're not going to see any ROI for like a year.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You're really gonna have to speak into the ether for about a year before you see anything. Like
4 to 5?
Yeah, maybe.
That's gonna be some long ass podcast as well.
Yeah, and I was
five
like,
people talking.
You're not all gonna want to carry on, and that's what happened. They just tapped out.
It's too anyways. Easy. That's like a problem of the commons. You know what I mean? When it's just when there's so many people involved, it's that much easier for you to not have ownership. All right, everybody. So that brings us to the end of another episode of Techish. Boop, boop. What did you think? Was there anything else that we could have answered that we did not? Use the hashtag Techish on Twitter to please let us know. We want to do more of these episodes as well, where we share advice based on our own experiences and our own life lessons. So use the hashtag Techish to tell us what we should talk about next time. Michael.
See you next week.